Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I got a voice in here today. He's a voice, a good voice. In fact, that's his kind of his business right now. He's kind of doing what we do in the media. Brad Kimball. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. That was a good intro. I don't know about how the voice is, but we'll see.
Hey, you got a good voice. You can.
I appreciate that.
Yes. So, Brad, the reason we're here is that you now are heading up a new media program at Jersey Community High School.
Right, yeah. Lots of exciting things happening at the school. And, yeah, there's a class that's going to be starting. It's called Interactive Media. And I will be leading, I think right now I have about 16 students that are enrolled in that class right now. We're going to lead them on just a playground of activity, trying to explore all different types of media, the different worlds, the different opportunities that can be there. I'm excited about what this is going to be able to do.
Okay. Before we get into the media thing. I just want to, share a little history of you. You know, Brad Kimball. Grew up here in Jersey.
I did.
Went to high school here.
Went to high school, elementary school, middle school. Still call it Illini. You know, a lot of people don't like Illini right now, but that's what I still call it.
Yeah. So. And you're connected to, are related to the other Kimballs around, all the other Kimballs.
There's
you guys are all one big family.
Yeah. Yep, we are.
Yeah. Now, were you an athlete, pretty good athlete?
I don't know about pretty good, but I was an athlete. I was a soccer, basketball, and track. 3 years varsity soccer, 4 years myself and a couple other guys competed for the point winners on the track team. Basketball, I was kind of mediocre.
You Kimballs are so fast.
We're pretty quick. Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Quick on your feet.
So Mr. Landon told me just a couple of years ago that as far as track is concerned, I was also a long and triple jumper.
Yeah.
And my triple jump is still one of the top 10 in Jerseyville's history.
Great.
So, I'm pretty excited about that. But, yeah, I mean, the Kimball family is a
You know what I think we
name.
Should do?
Yeah.
Here's what we should do.
Uh-oh.
Everybody that is in top 10. Right? We bring them all out to the track. We make a big deal about it. We'll talk about it on the radio.
Goodness.
And we have everybody commit so you can reestablish yourself.
Oh, man, I'd probably break something at this point. Yeah. I don't know.
Now, Brad, you're married. And you got some kids. Beautiful Jessica.
My wife, Jessica. She's amazing.
Where'd you guys meet at?
We were actually high school sweethearts. I won't get into the whole romantic story and all that. But, yeah, we were high school sweethearts. I was actually one of her tutors as a sophomore. She's only 4 months younger than me, but because of the dates, she was actually a class behind me. I graduated in 93. She graduated in 94. But yeah, we were high school sweethearts and dated pretty much all through high school. Just like most couples, we had a little bit of a breakup, but then we got back together and we got married. We were both 19 years old when we got married.
Ooh, that's pretty young back then.
Very young. And we had a baby right away. So we now have three boys, AJ, Micah, and Elijah. AJ is currently living in Wisconsin and he is married, and we have our first grandbaby through him, and our second grandbaby is going to be due in the middle of November.
So good for you.
We know that we're going to have another grandbaby. Micah is living in St. Louis, and Elijah is living in kind of the O'Fallon area, over in that area. So, yeah, so all three of them are doing very well. They have really good lives, really good significant others, and just a
Perfect.
Good thing.
Well, you did well. You raised them right, didn't you?
I tried to.
Yes.
I don't know how good I did. I know my
or at
wife.
At least Jessica did.
She did a great job. She did a fantastic job. So, yeah, she was a stay-at-home mom for a little while, and whenever Eli was young, then she pursued her degree. So she is also a school teacher in our community. She's a second-grade teacher at East School.
Yes. So, she's second grade. You teach English.
I'm English at the high school. So yes. I have primarily seniors and sophomores the last couple of years. And now this new class, this interactive media class, will be kind of my new project for this upcoming year.
Now, I know you graduated from SIUE.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have media classes back then at all?
I did not, because that wasn't as much of an interest back then. I am actually starting to take some master's classes right now in information technology management, which is going to be a part of the media world. And I will be starting. I haven't started yet, but I'm in the process of starting the interactive media, information technology management classes through WGU. And I'm hoping within the next year and a half to receive my master's degree, which is associated with technology.
Good for you. Good
yeah.
For you. And you also coach.
I did coach for...
You coach, yeah, but you're referee?
I referee now.
Uh-huh.
So my specialty is soccer. Whenever our boys were younger, I just felt like I needed to step up and be one of the coaches that was involved in their lives. Not that I didn't like the coaches. It's just that I wanted to be there. If I was going to be there anywhere, I might as well be on the sideline and coach. And that just led into about 20 years of coaching experience. And the last couple of years, whenever I was the women's high school coach at the high school, I also was a referee, so I switched. So during the men's season, I would referee for USSF and for IHSA, and then I would coach during the spring for the girls' season. And then whenever I stepped out of the coaching world, then I went full-time into the referee world. So both seasons, you know, the fall and spring seasons, I'm on a soccer field probably 4 or 5 days a week. Sometimes on the weekends, I might do 6 to 8 games throughout the weekend. And it's a pretty significant side hustle for me. So I love it. I get a chance to be around the game that I love, and I get to see a variety of quality. You know, I get to see some of the better teams in our area, some of the Southwest Conference teams, you know, the Edwardsvilles, the Bellevilles, the O'Fallons, yeah. Collinsvilles. And I also get to see, you know, some of the teams in our own conference in this area. So I do referee quite a bit of the Civic Memorial and Highland, Waterloo. And then I also do a lot of the Marquette types of games. There's just a wide variety. Litchfield, I've been to Litchfield, Hillsboro, Gillespie, you know, all those. So I'm all over the place. And I'm now in the kind of a transition. I've been asked to step into the college world, mm-hmm. and that requires a little bit of a fitness test. So next Sunday, I'll be participating in a fitness test and a classroom assessment, and then hopefully stepping into the college world just to see what I can do at that level. I'm not necessarily trying to climb the ladder. I mean, I'm old enough to where I'm going to be overlooked for some of the bigger types of games and all that kind of stuff, which is perfectly fine.
But you got experience under your belt.
But I have experience under my belt. I have knowledge of the game.
And you're in good shape.
I'm in decent shape.
Yeah.
And so I have a really good rapport with coaches and athletes.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll do well at
it. I actually share my personality a little bit while I'm on the field, so yeah. Which is good. So
let's get on to media.
Okay.
This media class.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this connected at all to Lewis and Clark? Because I know they have a pretty strong media class.
It is not directly connected to Lewis and Clark, although I have been tasked with exploring all kinds of options. Okay. So I'm open for all kinds of things. There are several schools within our district, and then, of course, Lewis and Clark and even SIU Edwardsville, they do have media types of classes, but we're not directly associated with them,
okay.
But we are going to start opening up communication with them.
So give me the ABCs of the media that you are going to teach or share with
okay.
the kids. So what's first, second, third, fourth?
So one of the main priorities is to get our announcements. We have these big visual boards, the new line boards in our room. So some of the audience might be familiar with
is
the
it
old
just a television,
smart,
just a monitor.
It's basically a big monitor. It's a big
okay.
television screen. So like a smart board, we used to have
right.
Promethean boards. Now we have these new line boards. And one of the things that we've been tasked to do is get our announcements to be recorded and then basically like a live feed or at least a recorded feed of you know, actually seeing people giving the announcements and then have some kind
okay.
of a flair to it, have some kind of personality to it, different projects inside of that. So that's our number one priority.
And I like
I think
that.
I think the learning curve is going to be fairly short with that. And then from there, it's pretty much going to be a playground, and we're going to ask students to lead as far as what we do.
Oh, you are? So you're going to let them decide?
Well, we're going to let them decide, like, what are they interested in? So okay. If they're interested in radio, or if they're interested in mass media, or if they're interested in social media, which social media is probably our second priority in our class. They want us to be one of the groups that helps push different social media, so interviews, short video clips, whatever, so that we push... we use our interactive media class to push some of the social media content that
that's,
we will
that's
have.
That's going on in the school?
That's going on in our school with a little bit of a community outreach too. Yes.
So does that, are you, so what are you going to do as far as, what are you covering? You're covering games, I'm sure.
Yes.
Or what else?
Yes. So we know that it's a big task to try to cover everything that our school offers. We offer so much as a small community. So we've been asked to scale it down just a little bit just to get our feet wet and then grow it over the next few years. So yes, we're going to be covering all of our athletic events. We're going to cover all of our extracurricular events like band performances, a little bit of the musical highlights, right? Depending on copyright, we won't be able to cover everything with the musical world, but we can at least advertise and put commercials out, those kinds of things. Anything that's going on with clubs and organizations, I think of FFA. FFA is huge on our campus. There's always
huge.
Something that's going on through them. And then we have several artists, and we have several people in our D-Wing that can highlight some of their skills and abilities. So that's a lot of what we're going to be asked to do, is a lot of the promotional side of our school.
Well, if you're just joining us now, I have Brad Kimball with me, and he's talking about the new media class that's going on at the high school this year. So, Brad, what's your target audience? You know, who are you thinking that's going to listen and going to be more involved?
Involved with this. So our target audience primarily is the general population at our school, and then we would reach out to our, you know, parents and community. But primarily, our audience is the peers, the student content. As far as the classroom, who are we looking for? We're looking for anybody who's remotely interested in all forms of media. Again, whether that's radio, whether that's visual, whether that's people that are setting up the staging, the lighting, the plugging things in, or if that's someone who actually is a voice behind the microphone or a face behind the screen. We're looking for everybody who's interested in that. And the class right now is open for sophomores through seniors. So it's a pretty good range of people and abilities, and the potential for someone to get multiple credits within that class and multiple opportunities to experience and just learn a new skill or trade. We have some connections in...
Well, first of all, different things you can do, I mean, there's a lot of things involved in media. I mean, there's sales.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's, of course, editing. You know, I mean, so much editing goes on, except here. We don't do a lot of editing because nobody wants to edit.
Small operation, so, which is fine. But there is so much.
I mean, media is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere you look.
Right.
You know, and the social media, that is like crazy big.
Yeah. The potential is there.
Yeah. I mean, and now with the podcasts going on and then there's television,
right?
There is just so much. I'm glad that now the class we were talking before, and you said that this is not brand new, that it was going years ago. You had a media class,
right?
And then it got canceled.
Yeah.
And then now it's coming back. What happened? Why did it get canceled, and why is it coming back?
Well, I think technology grew, the options within technology expanded so quickly that
okay, well, what was it like 6 years ago?
Okay, so 6 years ago, we had Jim Schroeder was one of our AV guys on our campus, and he was a great support. He knew all kinds of things. He taught me all kinds of things. So what we did in our interactive media class then is we would be on site at football games, at basketball games, and our students were the ones managing the cameras. And
yes,
those cameras,
I remember that.
Yes, and they were played on some local stations. If you remember the old cable box, we had Channel 12 that would air a lot of those. Mm-hmm. And then there was a radio component too, where it wasn't directly associated with our students, but we were there helping with the lighting and the sound, the equipment, setting that kind of thing up. at the press boxes, both at the basketball and the football games.
Now, how many kids were involved in that back then?
So it was a lower number, maybe 10, somewhere around 10. And then they were the ones who went and did interviews and things like that with some of the other students and coaches.
So you had one class going on, 10 kids in it, and you had two semesters of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And there was a little bit of, freedom to kind of learn some different things. We did some early podcast kinds of techniques, radio techniques, trying to get them used to microphones. Now, as far as canceling, there were a lot of things with IHSA and NFHS where they were asking all schools to kind of air and play, and they provided equipment. So it's almost like we weren't needed as much for the on-site.
That was six years ago when that happened?
That was 6-7 years ago whenever that transition started to get involved in that.
Yeah. Now, is it true that they came in and said, hey, we'll give you a bunch of, I guess, cameras and equipment in exchange for...
Yes.
But in exchange for what? Because, but they were going to run it. Who runs this? Who takes care of the equipment? For example, the basketball games, the football games are going on now.
Yeah.
Okay. Which group are you using? Which broadcast?
That was, NFHS is current.
Okay.
But we also have... I think in the future now, I could be misspeaking here, but I know that Huddle is around. There's a lot of schools that are using Huddle, and that's something that we may be using.
Yeah, wasn't Huddle,
in the future.
Though, wasn't that just geared toward the coaches?
It was, but it actually has expanded.
Okay.
In their world, they've expanded, so we can use them recording. NFHS, I don't know all the details. I don't know all the administrative side of things and the contracts that were made, that were set, but a lot of NFHS, they would set up the equipment. And then if we wanted to run stats or if we wanted to show it on different things, then there were different subscriptions and different platforms that they would be able to use.
Okay, this is what I'm asking, though.
Okay.
When that's set up, one of the kids were running this, right? Or did they
have... That was part of that transition out. So it was more the adults. It was more run through our tech department.
Okay.
So the adults, not so much the students.
I see. So it changed over.
So
it students
changed.
Were kind of...
Yeah, it's almost like the priority. Well, yeah, because it's almost like we didn't know what we could offer or what the students' capabilities were. And if this is a more professional kind of platform, I think it was just easier just to have the adults do it. And again, technology has changed so fast. But there's a definite need to bring students back involved with that.
Are the students going to be running the cameras this season? Do you know?
On our own, yes, because we're going to, NFHS is still around, and those cameras are pretty much stationary at the locations that they use them, but we also have our own cameras that we use for our own purposes, so our students will use our own equipment, not the NFHS equipment.
Okay.
So I hope that makes sense.
So the NFHS equipment is just stationary.
Pretty much, yes.
And even on the football field, it's stationary. You see the whole field?
Yep.
And that's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Does the same thing on a soccer field. It's on a pole, and it will basically follow the ball around. And
so it does move?
So it does, yes. It moves, and it can zoom, in and out, but it's pretty much automated. Like, it just
runs. That's what I'm wondering. Is somebody running it?
Not so much.
Yeah?
Just to make sure that it's on, that's pretty much it. That's... there's not a lot of human interface that's needed with this. It's set up. They tell it what time to turn on and turn off. And it pretty much, as long as it can see a ball and see a group of people inside the parameters of the field, it just records. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of IA at it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So in your class that you're running, okay, that you got going, and it's, can students, still sign up for this class, or is it already everybody signed up? They're ready to go. Or
as far
how
as
do
this,
you, how do you, how are you eligible? Is it just juniors and seniors, or what is it?
Yeah, it's sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and it was part of the registration process. So this first semester, I think, is already booked. But as students know what the class is, as we start getting out there a little bit, I believe there'll be an opportunity before second semester, so probably around October, November, if students wanted to get into it for second semester, they probably could. They would just need to talk to their guidance counselor, let them know that they are interested, Of course, we would check their schedules to make sure that it would actually fit their schedule and fit their graduation requirement needs, their electives. This is officially an elective class inside the language arts or English world. So they're getting an elective credit for English.
Now you're teaching. Are you still teaching English classes as well?
Yes.
Okay. So this is just one extra class.
This is just one extra class for me.
But it seems like to me it'd be longer than an hour.
It may end up being something like that in a couple of years. But right now, since we're just getting started, let's explore some basic opportunities and let's see if that grows. Yes, I see the potential for it to be a couple of classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be a divide and conquer kind of mentality where certain, like a small group of students might be assigned, you know, today is your day to do the announcements. And then another group might be in charge of editing them and critiquing them and grading them. And that might just cycle through the groups of students. So knowing you, the way you are,
you're going to keep good notes on this.
Oh yeah,
and you got this. You're like, okay, this is where we're going. But chances are, it's going to go left, right, et cetera, and end up at the point you go, huh? Yeah, we got here.
Yeah,
right where we wanted to get.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's an exciting process. It really is.
Yeah. That's exciting for him. I'm glad you guys are doing it.
Yeah.
It's fun. But guess what? We're out of time here.
I know. It goes so fast. Well, thank you for the opportunity to at least share with our community what's going on inside our high school campus. So what an opportunity. So we appreciate you for having me on to be able to talk about this.
Yes. And I'm going to have you back because we discussed another thing that's going on in the school.
Yes.
And I think it's really important that the listeners have a chance to it being shared with them.
Yeah.
I think they'll really like it.
I think so too.
Okay.
Be good.
Well, Brad, thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
We'll see you.
Appreciate it.